This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. You see something interesting, doesn't much matter what it is. You take out your phone and you take a quick picture or maybe a video. But then what happens to that data, the ones and zeros that are all those photos and videos? You don't think much about that, do you? A lot of it is stored in what are called data centers. They are critically important. They are part of the digital future, but they suck up massive amounts of energy, which is, as KERA's Lauren Silverman reports, the very opposite of sustainable.
If memory lane were a real place, it might be a long aisle in a dimly lit data center, at least for those of us who store photos online.
When Facebook came out years ago, you loaded pictures and put them in an album that today you still want to be able to access those photos. Do you ever look at them? Very rarely, right? But you would be devastated if you couldn't click on it and pull up a photo album of your wedding from 7, 8 years ago, right?
That's Allie Greenwood. She helps companies find property for data centers with the real estate firm JLL in Dallas. She says those selfies, birthday messages, Call of Duty game scores, whatever, they've all been living inside data centers. And far from being the quiet, clean cloud we hear about, these places are often noisy, cold warehouses with roaring, outdated cooling systems.
It's hard to know exactly how much power data centers waste, but we do know that they use a lot of energy, roughly 90 billion kilowatt hours every year. And that's equivalent to the output of more than 30 large coal-fired power plants.
That's Pierre Delforge with the Natural Resources Defense Council. In March, the U.S. House of Representatives passed a bill to make federal data centers use energy more efficiently. It could save taxpayers $5 billion over 7 years. Delforge says a major issue is cutting down the heat from so many servers. Keeping all that equipment chilled is a big energy investment, which is why the newest data center in Plano, Texas, is trying a different approach.
So this is a hot aisle containment system. So rather than letting
Jack Edwards and Tom Doherty are showing off Aligned Energy's data center. The massive campus will soon be filled with rows of servers. Instead of using expensive fan energy to blow cold air around, they're using an idea borrowed from the iPhone. It's called heat removal.
The processor in an iPhone releases heat. The whole idea is if we can incredibly efficiently remove heat from the data center, you could substantially improve the efficiency of it.
Like smartphones use an aluminum body to radiate away wasted heat, at this data center, heat sinks directly above the servers draw away hot air and pass it across coils chilled by refrigerant. Allie Greenwood with JLL says in the race to trim power usage, companies are testing out all kinds of cooling ideas, like dunking servers in a cooling fluid.
And they will put them, it looks like a meat deep freezer, literally, sits on the floor, and they're able to run a large amount of power in a very small amount of space because of that liquid cooling system.
It doesn't stop there. Other high-tech companies are even using renewable sources of energy, like wind or solar. Facebook's sustainability guru, Bill Weil, points out their newest billion-dollar data center being built in Fort Worth will run on 100% wind power. Weil says, for now, it's mostly other Fortune 500 companies, like Amazon and Apple, making commitments to fully power their data centers with renewable energy. Still, he thinks the idea is spreading.
So it wouldn't surprise me if in Texas, many other data center companies over the next couple of years started to do that as well.
Right now in Texas, it's cheaper to get power from traditional sources. So smaller data centers will probably focus on energy efficiency before switching to renewables. That means when you're on your phone, digging for data, there'll still be some pollution on your trip down memory lane. In Dallas, I'm Lauren Silverman for Marketplace.